Big story this week in Michigan, the banning of flavored e-cigarettes in the state, Michigan being the first state to do so by order of Governor Whitmer. Joining us right now is 8th District State Senator from Macomb County, Pete Lucido. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you? And how is all those listeners out there?
We are doing fantastic. We're happy it's Friday. We're happy it's football season. But we want to get your take on what the governor did regarding e-cigarettes. What was your reaction when you first heard about that?
Well, because I'm on the Oversight Committee for the state and also the Judiciary Committee and Public Safety, I find it's hard to believe that the governor did not hold and let the legislators, her partners, she says, an oversight hearing to hear what it is that she's attempting to do. As we all know, it's an epidemic inside the schools, and the school has a statewide policy by the School Board of Education, absolutely no tobacco and or vaping in school or around the school grounds. That is on policy of the school that they need to enforce and get the parents' involvement to discipline their child when they go to school. Why? If they search the backpack or search the car or search their pockets and they've got it, take it out. If the school sees it, she says. Mm-hmm. We also had the governor just sign a law that said if you're not 18, you're not allowed to buy tobacco. That would be cigarettes. Not allowed to buy vape products. That's in statute, and she just signed it 90 days ago. Mm-hmm. So I guess I got a real problem. You're signing something that shows that we have a state law, but you're saying it can't be enforced. She was a lawmaker herself. She served in the Senate and in the House, and she knows all we can do is make the law. The enforcement comes outside of the chambers.
So why do you think she did it this way?
Well, it's interesting because I never heard, like, the Surgeon General of the United States, all 50 states, never considered this to be an epidemic. And the cigarette companies are the ones that went ahead and started the vape products because they said it's less as far as the carcinogenics, the cancer-causing agents. And we talked last night to a doctor, and she said it's 5 times worse to smoke cigarettes than it is vape products. And most people that are trying to get off cigarettes go to the vape product because of the fact of they are saying that this is a non-product that would be cause carcinogenics. Now, the answer is they said that there's a problem with the lungs. I would have liked to have heard that. I would have liked to listen to what children have died as a result of this. You know, we have legitimate businesses, brick and mortar, that bought inventory. And I'm saying that, you know, these people got 30 days to clear their shelves, and then that's it. Her order goes into effect. And then the question becomes to the listeners, does it require one death or two deaths before an executive order becomes what's called the state of emergency? And why isn't this in other states where there's greater vaping? Why didn't the Attorney General go and call the Surgeon General of the United States and says, is this an epidemic? But our Attorney General only waited and said, I kind of agreed, it's a problem in the schools. Yeah. If we're trying to cure a problem in the schools, we're funding the schools. The state of Michigan's funding those schools at record time high funding. Why didn't the Attorney General say, we're going to stop funding the schools that don't enforce the policy of the state?
Senator, is this going to head to court, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. The vaping companies that are legitimately in business, got the licenses, bought the inventory, have the employees, are locked in the lease agreements, are going to go ahead and ask for an injunctive order of the executive order of the governor and say, give me a stay until we can iron out what is the state of emergency on this particular issue, or is this a money grab to give the cigarette companies a double leg up, not a single leg, a double leg up in regards to getting tax dollars back to the state. Because every time somebody vapes, that's non-taxable. I don't know if the listeners know that. There's no tax paid because it's a non-tobacco generic product. Uh-huh. As a result, if more cigarettes are sold, there'll be more taxable dollars.
You mentioned record funding of schools. Speaking of that, how's the budget process going? The clock is ticking towards September 30th.
I think it's going really well. We passed a balanced budget out of the Senate. We have record, I'll repeat, record all-time high funding in the last 5 years for schools. It's higher than ever, and we have record road funding in the budget. The other line items, she hasn't addressed at all, and if she wants to, she can veto anything she wants to, but she's going to have to report to the public, the taxpayers, to indicate why. If you're giving record dollars for the roads as well as the schools, let's go ahead and get the budget passed, Governor. Don't shut the state down because you can, just like you can sign an executive order.
What is your thought? What's the likelihood of the government being shut down at the end of this month?
You remember one time, I'm trying to remember whose administration it was, they shut it down for 18 hours and came to a consensus. I want to see this. If she's not going to sign the full budget and the students and the teachers are concerned, then let's just pass the educational budget, which is a record all-time high. She hasn't addressed that. She hasn't said anything about it. We worked all summer. Don't think that we were on vacation. I was up there all summer with the policy people in work groups about the roads. And at the end of the day, we came up with not only the funding portion, but the policy portion of how our roads are built and how MDOT should maybe give it to the road builders to do their job the way they think it should be done, because MDOT, the way they're building these roads, aren't working. They're all crumbling.
Talking with State Senator Pete Lucido, I don't think that we've talked, Senator, since Congressman Paul Mitchell announced that he is not going to seek re-election next year. Do you want his job?
Well, that's an interesting topic in the Lucido family. My wife, my kids, even my 91-year-old mother are asking me the same questions. Do you think you can do better here in the state? You love the state. You love the people of the state. Can you give them more in Michigan? Because it's not as dysfunctional. Okay. It's dysfunctional some days, but not as much as Washington. And I got to tell you, getting on a plane every Monday, coming back possibly on Thursday, maybe Friday if we're staying late, doesn't really excite me. However, I will do what I have to do. After being a lawyer over 33 years, I think it's time to give public service the best chance it's got and get good people, good, solid people to Washington to do the work of the people and for the people of this great state, of this great country.
So is that yes, no, or maybe?
I'm going to Washington next week. I'll let you know.
Very good. All right, Senator, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Paul Miller, you have a great weekend, and the listeners out there, enjoy this great weather in this great state.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.